Okay, we are in the midst of the Yemei Hadin and are approaching the Yom HaGadol Ba'anor, the great day of Yom HaKippurim. And of course, we introduce Yom HaKippurim with the bracha of Shachianu, and how we recite this bracha on Yom Kippur is absolutely amazing to me. After all, it's a terrifying day. How can we be sure we're going to achieve Mechila? It's the haunting Kol Nidre, the Menislach, the Chol Hadas B'nei Yisrael. This is our final chance. And so how are we supposed to be sure that we're going to achieve Mechila? So the Vilna Gaon explains that there is a difference between Din and Cheshbon. He says Din is the judgment of a person's actions, and Cheshbon is a reckoning of what we could have been doing otherwise with the time that we spent sinning. And this is a reckoning of a person's potential. Think perhaps of the Shnei Asirim, the Goral HaShem and the Goral HaZazel. So the Meshech Chachma notes that one who uses the day of Yom HaKippurim properly can make it one of the most joyful days on the calendar. After all, we know, L'hayu yamim tovim liYisrael k'yom HaKippurim, that together with Tu B'Av, Yom Kippur was one of the best days. And why is that? Because if we use the day properly, the Mechila Savonos is so tremendous that it becomes the most joyful of days. But one who falters with Yom HaKippurim is going to have to deal with a cheshbon for that too. So when we enter the day of Yom Kippur, the bracha of Shachianu is also a reminder. It's also a reminder to be ready for that day, to have the cheshbon in mind so that we can achieve great things. The bracha of Yom Kippur, which we recite straight through the different Shmon Esrei that we recite throughout Yom Kippur, include the phrase, Ki atah Salchan liYisrael, that you give slicha to Am Yisrael, and your mochel the shiftei yeshurin. And one of the major themes of Yom Kippur is the mechila of the seal of Achi Yosef, of Yosef by his brothers. In fact, the Medrash Sochar Tov notes that it's required in every generation. Perhaps that's one of the reasons why on Yom Kippur we read the Eila Ezkara de Asara Harugei Malchus. And this became part of the Tfilas Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. It also explains why, when making the request that the Kohen Gadol would say that we should have mechila for the selling of Yosef, it needs to be done in the Kodesh Kadashim, in the Kodesh HaKadashim, in the part of the Mikdash that was not in the portion of Yehuda, but rather in that of Binyamin, who was not there to sell Yosef, because of the principle of in kategor naseh sanegar. It was also done in the Big Day Lavan, which included a specifically expensive ketones. The Rambam says that what made the Big Day Lavan so expensive was the actual ketones itself. For that ketones has the ability to be meichel even on murder. And was the ketones not the thing that was dipped in blood at the time of the sale of Yosef? Vayit bolas haketones badam. And so therefore a person needs to understand that on Yom HaKippurim, there is a mechila in that process. In addition, we are always asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whenever we ask for mechila, we also ask for mechila for the Egel HaZav. And that's why on Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol uses the Big Day Zahav, because of Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor. And thus, Rav David Gross, the wonderful young Rav in Cleveland, Ohio, explains that this becomes our kavana in each of our tefillos on Yom HaKippurim, the kavana for atonement for selling Yosef, and that of the Egel itself. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives us in each and every generation for these averos, and hopefully, Ki atah Salchan liYisrael machal al shiftei yeshurun, hopefully He'll forgive us as well for our own shortcomings that have come about during this time. It's interesting that we recite a very, very long vidui. And on each of the viduyim, we could talk for a long time. But we also add, in Al-Chet Shachatanu Lefanecha B'Yetzah Hara. It's a real question. What averos do we perform that are not performed with the Yetzah Hara? Why would we, all the averos that we mention are Al-Chet Shachatanu Lefanecha B'Yetzah Hara? So what is added by pointing out Al-Chet Shachatanu Lefanecha B'Yetzah Hara? So Rapam Zatzal suggested that sometimes we make the Yetzah Hara entice us. We go to places where we'll be tested. We do things that will put us right into trouble's way. And for this, we say Al-Chet. In addition, we can be guilty for acting as someone else's Yetzirah. We go to shul, we shavuz in shul during inappropriate times. We debate topics that cause ill will or machloikas. We enter topics that are destined to be inappropriate. These are actions that are wrong, and they make us the Yetzirah, which makes us chayev. And thus, for that, we recite the Vidui as well. Notwithstanding, we make it our business throughout the Yantif to point out, Ki bayom hazeh yechaper aleichem letareschem mikoch atoseichem. On this day, there will be a kapara and a tara. Lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem, titaru, you shall be purified. So the Kaf HaChaim points out that one should not think that it takes Yom HaKippurim and the Avoda and the Sar Lazazel in order for us to be able to do the Avoda of Tshuva. What it really takes is the reality that we are standing Lifnei Hashem, that Hashem is in front of us all the time. We need to take advantage of His relative closeness now if we're going to achieve Tshuva, but it's not the requirement in order for any Tshuva to be achieved. Then we point out, we say, HaKohanim Ba'am, when they heard the Shema Meforash, as the word Lifnei Hashem Titaru was recited, they would hit the deck. Koronim Mishtachavim. And Rav Shechter Shalita would often remind us that in Lita, in Lithuania, the women didn't bow during the Avoda. In Berlin, they had the practice of doing so. And he always wondered why they didn't do it in Lithuania. And so he would often cite Rav Soloveitchik's understanding of this divergent practice, whereby in the Beis HaMikdash, the practice was that only those in the Azara who heard the Kohen Gadol say the Shema Meforash, only they would bow, since the practice to those in Lita is just a zecher of the practice that existed back then. If the women didn't practice back then, they would not bow today as well. Perhaps in Germany, they said it was Kol HaShomea. With all those wonderful chazanim in Germany, the women felt that at that point they were there, and they should therefore go ahead and hit the deck as well. One of the things the Kohanim would do, the Kohen Gadol would do, is he would count Achas, Achas v'Achas, Achas v'Shnayim, Achas v'Shalosh. My dear friend and rather wiser and eloquent friend, Rabbi Dr. Meir Soloveitchik, lovingly reminded me as when we were young how we would all get together to watch and to help his father, Hagona Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, as Zatzal's grandfather, climb the stairs of what was then called Tannenbaum Hall in order to get into the building. Rav Aaron, as those of you may know, had suffered a debilitating stroke, and the effort required to take a step was just absolutely excruciating. And so as he would climb the step in the pain, those four steps, he would call out, Achas, Achas v'Achas, Achas v'Shnayim, Achas v'Shalosh. He would call, as he cry out, as he would try to move his body, in order to inspire to his beloved Yeshiva Talmidim. And Rav Soloveitchik reminded us, Rav Meir Soloveitchik reminded us, that to each and every great person, and to even those who are aspiring greatness, what Rav Aaron was showing was that every act is an avoda, as we sacrifice our time and our energy for the will of Hashem. Rav Aaron Zatzal explained that this is similar to the Gemara, when the Gemara says that when Chazal asked us, Ma yasa adam v'yichya, right, Chazal were asked by the Greek philosophers, what should a person do in order to live? The Chazal answered swiftly, Yamis esatzmo, he should go ahead and kill himself. And what the intention was, that the things that we're willing to die for, we must be ready to sacrifice for, achas, achas v'achas, one step at a time. And perhaps that's probably one of the greatest messages of Yom HaKippurim. It's a reminder that sacrifices of Yom Kippur are not just the big things that we give away, it's to make time for the things that we have the time to do. We are told that if your sins will be problems, when the tshuva comes, they will be as white as snow. And the Gemara notes that they used to hang the Lashon Shel Zahuris in the Azara. But after the Lashon Shel Zahuris stopped turning white, then Chazal just stopped having it in the Azara, opting instead to have it attached to the horns of the Azazel and to a rock. Now, why would the rabbi stop displaying such a miracle? So Rav Sabato Shalita explains that Chazal, the rabbis, were feared that in the years that the strap didn't change and the people knew about it, they might come to give up. Giving up leads to a bigger danger to the people. Think of people who've given up in life. Think about Cain, when he saw that his carbon wasn't accepted. Look how fast he fell. Look at Elisha ben Avuya, who heard the call and was told that his zechuyos should be erased. And look where that led him. And look at all the others who saw that there was no hope to live for. And look what they did with their lives. And look at the danger that brings about. It's more important, said the Chazal, to leave a hope for a renewed relationship with Hashem than to have the possible guarantee that a tshuva was accepted. Never get rid of the hope. That perhaps is one of the strongest messages of Yom HaKippurim. Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantee that we also have our tefillos heard. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu bench you and me and all of our loved ones, all of Am Yisrael, with a Gemara Chasiva Tova, a good kebench to all.